Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
Sunday as well. I'm waiting for the boss lady to come in. I believe we have Tony Doe tonight.
Okay.
As a fill-in. But how are you feeling this evening?
Winding down. Winding the week down. A little stressed out, but it'll be okay.
Well, tell me about it.
Just work, like, you know what I'm saying, it's just always work and always grinding, like, you know you really grinding when you get to the point to where it's just like, you know, wait, it's 2 days went by, I haven't even eaten or I've barely eaten, so that's how you know, like, when you just working, like, to the bone, so, but it all pays off, it's all for a good cause in the end.
Yes, indeed.
It's definitely for a good cause. How about yourself? How is your week winding down?
Yeah, my weekend has been, oh my God, it's been like a jungle full of bananas. For real.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
For real, that is hilarious. My weekend has been crazy. I can't lie, like, my weekend has been really crazy, for real.
Wow.
But I enjoyed it. It was nice. It was. And I'm definitely happy.
That's cool. I turned up during the weekend. It's just the weekdays where I'm just, like, just going so hard and just, you know, like hustling the pavement, and it's like, okay, when the weekend comes, you winding down. However, it go by so fast, like it's like, what the fuck? Like, where did the weekend go? Like, I gotta do it all over again and come tomorrow. So, a little stressed out. Sunday I get stressed. I turn up Friday and Saturday. Partially Sunday.
You turn up on Sunday. Okay. Well, how has your Sunday been thus far?
It's been cool. See, right now I'm in the winding down phase. I turned up between 8 and 2. At 2 p.m., I had to kind of turn down. I had to go in turn down mode. But, yeah, I turn up on Sundays. I don't discriminate on the weekday. Absolutely not. For real, it's like when that 5 o'clock come, it's like, oh man, it's getting real. It's about to be Monday all over again, and I can't turn up for another 5 days. What's happening? So, it's going pretty good so far.
Yeah, my weekend was definitely turned up, like, for real.
I can imagine. You felt like your weekend was turned up.
It was crazy.
You sound like it. You definitely sound like it was turned all the way up. But, yeah, it's yesterday it was real turned up because it was the, of course, it was the Mayweather fight. And
another
everybody was turned
up.
I know, right? It was just like, you know what? This guy is, like, straight up hustling the hell out of our dollars. And that's exactly what it was. It was a repeat of nothing. And I was telling people that, I was like, I would much rather prefer to pay, you know what I'm saying, $74.99 on the TV rather than fly away to Vegas and, you know, actually get a ticket and go to the actual fight, because we've done that before, too, and it's expensive. So it's just like it's the same shit, like, all the time. It's like a fucking Tyler Perry movie. You're going to see the same shit all the time, just a different footwork.
Somebody going to get you about talking about Tyler. And Tyler can't do no wrong. For real. Do we have all the wives on the line now?
I'm here.
Oh, it's somebody else. Hey, how are you?
That's
how are
Ms.
y'all?
Miss Ambitious is on the line.
Hello. Miss Kia. Oh, this is Kia.
Yes,
what's going
Ms.
on?
Kia and
leave Tyler Perry alone. He my husband.
Huh?
I heard he don't pay
leave
his writers.
Tyler alone.
I ain't with Tyler Perry. I heard he don't pay his writers.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah,
do
I don't
we
know
have
about
Ms.
it.
In the studio?
Yeah, it's me. Miss Unique. Yeah.
Okay. And who's 516?
That's me, Bo. You got me on the phone.
No, but yeah, because you haven't said anything, and I'm like, why is she not saying anything?
I was just listening, and this is Tony. Hello, babies. How y'all doing?
I thought Miss Tony was coming in to co-host with me while the boss lady was.
Well, you know I'm always on deck if you need me, partner.
because the boss lady's running a little late, and I seen you there. I said, oh, okay.
I was on my way in from Brooklyn. I'm in the car. I'm pulling up to my house right now. I had to go pick up my little people.
Oh, okay. My bad. Let me put you back in the queue so you can get situated. I'm going to talk to the wives about their weeks and see if we can figure it out. So, how was everyone's week? Miss Ambitious said her week was crazy. My weekend was turned up. What about you, Miss Big Mouth? How was your week?
Same old. Yeah. Chit-chat.
Does that mean you grab somebody up by the collar at the drive?
That's what I was going to say. Miss Big Mouth, she roughed the bitch up. She grabbed her by a collar and told her ass what it is. That's what she means by same old.
I had to snatch somebody up this week.
No, that ain't me. Oh, no. Let me not even put that message out. Nobody out.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you ain't have to put hands on nobody. And the world is definitely a safer place. And you ain't mess up. For real. Well, I'm honestly more job scared for you than anything else, because like people be not having jobs, and I don't want you to get in trouble on your job messing around with this little other piece.
Nah,
really,
it's just
worth
the craziest that took a whole turning of just being evil to one another. Whole days for him to admit to me that that bitch was his first.
Huh?
So it was like,
whoa, hold on. Hold on.
They knew each other. It's all of that. And going, okay, dot. That's who that is. I would have told you, but I already knew you ain't like her, and I didn't know until the day that we started working and all of that.
Wait,
see,
I missed
didn't
it,
me
I
and Aaron
it.
Say it? Aaron, we pinpointed. We said that it was some
yo,
type
I,
of predefined notion
yo.
Behind that shit. For real.
I said that. See, but you know what,
yes.
Miss Big Mouth? You argue me down because you don't want to listen to no man. You just rebellious all the way around. Like, it's like, you don't know my husband. And anything I said about a man, you was telling me I was off temperature. But I was I'm like, nah. I'm like, yo, what you're saying sounds a little bit more. I'm like, yo, think about the comfortability level that it was. Like,
mm-hmm.
how comfortable. Even you had to really admit that part. I'm like, yo, think about how comfortable that's. I'm like, yeah, I'm cool with you, but I'm not cool with just any female just walking up, hands on my chest and shit like that. And even you had to think about that. I told you, man. But I didn't tell you that man was doing nothing wrong. But I told you that the signs that something else was going on was there. Listen, you got to listen to Uncle Aaron sometimes.
Nah, she apologized, and I've just been trying to keep it cordial and cold with that. Like, man.
So tell
you
tell
me
right?
years, and you don't even remember who your first is, then to find out I'm working with this bitch?
Yeah, let me ask you a question, though. Tell the truth. Did you even think about this? And I hope this doesn't open up any wounds or rehash the situation. But did you even think about the fact that the whole time, like, before you blew your cool, like, she really knew who you was? Like, you're the only one at the job thinking you're keeping a secret.
Crazy.
She really knows. Like, you're thinking she don't know that you're the wife. And so you losing it over nothing, really. Because she knew exactly who you was. Honestly,
because he ain't seen her in years. So he ain't talked about with her being married or none of that. Like, he ain't seen her in years. But my whole thing is, I don't know whether to believe you now.
Hey, I don't know how far we should dive into this conversation because Uncle Aaron might not have too many good. I don't want to ruin it. How your Sunday going? First, let me ask you how your Sunday going.
I'm walking Walmart thinking.
Are you walking in Walmart thinking?
Walking Walmart
okay.
thinking.
Welcome, boss lady. Listen, we about to get
hey,
back.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
We about to get hey, right back to that shopping cart. Now, let me tell you something. When a woman walks Walmart, y'all, it really done got serious.
Yeah, it gets real.
She ain't even shopping. She just picking up shit just to stay in the store.
I gotta figure this out.
So you walk in Walmart. So you really Sunday. You really not having a marvelous day. Did you go to church today?
No, I should have, but I had to work.
Oh.
Okay. Now, let me ask you.
And who do we have on the line? Who do we have?
We have Miss Big Mouth.
Uh-huh.
We have Miss Unique. We have Miss Ambitious.
Uh-huh.
We have Miss Know-It-All.
Ooh, hey, ladies.
Hello. Yes, we got a full house. It's serious.
Yeah.
We're going to get on. I got some bones to pick with all the ladies individually tonight. Because this is the finale, so I hope nobody ain't think we wasn't going to discuss some things. But in light of Miss Big Mouth bringing up this new situation, who thinks I should give her some manly advice? Or should I just stay out of this and let them go ahead and keep my opinion to myself? Well, come and find out, NeNe. Remember I was saying before, like, y'all, I said, you looking at the girl. I said, you really need to be looking at your husband because that's a little bit. I said, I'm a man, and I'm not really too comfortable with women just coming up, putting their hands on my chest like that. And you know, that's too familiar. That's too comfortable.
Okay.
I said, it's something else. Well, guess what happened?
What happened?
That was her husband first.
What the heck?
Now that now that that came out, I'm trying to tell her, listen, you need to start listening to Uncle Aaron when he says something instead of just
shooting
down.
Yeah, Uncle Aaron be right sometimes, most of the time, even when it rains.
For real. But
I'm trying to stomach that, Aaron Wright.
We've come to a place, because I'm laughing. I laughed at it, but I was really serious. Like, I'm like, yo, well, how do you feel about the fact that you were the only one at the job who was keeping this secret? Because you thinking that she don't know you the wife and nobody knows you married, but she knows exactly who you are. And not only that, she knows exactly who he is.
Wow.
And has no regard for who you are,
well, I,
when he's there,
or not. I have a question, Aaron. Not that we don't want to dig out no dirt and wounds, but how did he end up getting on that job? Through her? Through you?
No, through her.
Through me.
Through his wife.
Oh, through you. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And he proclaiming
yeah,
he hasn't seen
that.
Her in years and all of that, and he was going to tell me as soon as he realized who she was, but being that I had already came home previous episode and told him how much I didn't like her and this, that, and the third, he didn't want it to be no drama when it ended up being drama anyway.
Hold on, let me ask you a question. When you came home previously telling him you didn't like her, this was before he got the job, right? Because I remember you were saying, you was telling him, like, I don't know if this is going to work with us working together or whatever.
Right.
But, so was this, you had already been coming home basically exhausted with this girl's lies at the job, and he basically knew her through your word of mouth before you started working there?
Yeah, sort of, kind of, yeah.
All right, so let me ask you this. When did he say that he realized who she was? Did he realize who she was when you was talking about her? Like, this girl, so-and-so, always at the job, this, that, and the third. Because I'm sure it was times and you were saying where she was from. Like, she is from this area. I don't even know her. Or whatever the case is. And he's like, he never once said, she sounds like somebody I know or I might know her. Or nothing. So when did he admit to really realizing who she was? Was it like, yo, the first day I got on the job? Nah, it might have been the third. I think I started recognizing her. When did he recognize who she was? Was it through your conversation when he saw her? When was it?
People say he recognized her until he started, and he said that they slept together when they was 13. So I'm like, man, like
okay.
I said, I'm walking Walmart trying to figure out what I'm
going to
say.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Okay, when he recognized her, when he started, I mean, his first day on the job ain't the day that y'all got into the argument, right? Because you said y'all
yeah,
had been
at the end of the first day.
At the end of the first day?
Yeah.
Oh, so damn, y'all had been the whole day on the job. The first day, y'all running around sneaking and meeting and kissing and all that shit. Because remember, you talking about, yeah, we had our little spots. So y'all doing all this shit on the first day?
This is the first day. At the end of the first work day is when we all go to the little closet area thing and everybody get their stuff. Or in that same closet, it's stuff that needs to be set out before everybody leaves. So I'm guessing
so
that
they was already
they
in the closet.
Getting
they
things
was
that need to be set out. Right.
And
so what am, as your wife, what am I supposed to think? Like, you tell after a week of arguing, you finally decide to tell me after years of telling me you don't even remember who your first is before this situation even happened. But now all of a sudden you remember.
Oh, shoot. Wait a minute.
Yeah, and number one, why wasn't that a problem for you? If a man, I'm going to tell you the truth. If I'm talking to a female and she tell me she can't remember her first, I have a problem with that. You didn't have a problem with a man telling you that? He couldn't remember who his first was?
That's already been an entire argument and stuff that we left in the past. That's why I'm a leave the past in the past type of person. Like, it don't matter.
And what I told you at the beginning of the season, didn't I tell you that shit don't work? Now look what happened.
You did say that.
You feel me?
Aaron, I think Aaron's point about them secrets and starting to come to fruition.
Yeah.
And when you talk about them secrets and how they could pop up at any moment, any time, like
I tried
how
to tell
secrets
you.
They pop up. But his secrets popped up. Now, I think when we were talking about it earlier in the show, she was more so looking at whatever she did, let it be the past. If he did it, tell me about it, let it be the past. But now the past done crept up, and not just crept up. Like, it almost cost y'all jobs. You know
livelihood, all types of shit.
Livelihood.
See, I told you that. I told you that at the beginning of the show, and you know what? It got so heated, right, that the show had ended. And I know that night you was contemplating on really never even talking to me anymore. Like, if now when I do the show, I ain't even talking to that nigga no more. I'm just talking to Nene.
Because
you was really...
It wasn't like that at all, nah.
But I do like to agree.
Several different angles. Like, how am I going to approach? Am I going to go with A and be the calm regular me? Am I going to go with B and just turn up and just get all the way ignorant? Or C, am I going to go in and change the whole rule book? Or D, I just like to have a bunch of different angles. So all right,
well,
I'm
going to give you a good angle. This is the angle that you should take. Number one, don't do anything that's going to change the fibers of your character. So B is out. Turning up is out. You a mother. Mothers don't turn up. Mothers take care of things in the world.
No, I'm not a mom. And turning up, you need to turn up sometimes. Especially when you're such a cool, laid-back person.
You don't need to turn up, not in your marriage, because if you can't communicate with a person without turning up, then guess what? Don't meet niggas in the club, and you ain't even meet him there. You feel me? It's just a metaphor for what not to do. Like, you don't need to turn up with somebody you're communicating with.
Right. I am too. This is Kia, and I'm all for turning up sometimes. But my whole thing is, you know what? If he was, this is your marriage. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. You know what I mean? Like, all right, you got to realize that good dick you getting, somebody had to train it, and that's how you got to you. You know what I'm saying? So my whole thing is, you know, you've been happy. But my whole thing is, maybe it's time to reevaluate yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't go through this shit. You was holding it down. You was that shit. You know what I mean? And it sounded a little shook. Because you know what I mean? But can't no stop compared to a grown-ass woman. Just realize that.
Yeah.
My issue is his reaction time to stuff. Like, this is your second time not reacting the way you should have reacted. Like, you didn't react like you're supposed to when the situation went down. And then when you realized who she was, you should have told me. It shouldn't have been a whole week of arguing and being an ass and all of that for me to find out something that was as simple as, oh, it ain't shit. That was my first. How can I turn up about something that I wasn't even around for that?
I tried to tell you. And know what else I told you? You're going to keep hearing a lot of that tonight, Ms. Big Mouth. You're going to be done curse me out before this is over. Because you know what else I told you? Like, for real. You know what else I told you? I told you. And, you know, I got a confession. I'm going to go ahead and make a confession. Because, you know, me and Nene talk about the shows before we can do them, whatever. And ironically, we was already going to talk about you and your husband's situation with this girl, right? And I told Nene, I swear, I told Nene yesterday, I was on my way in the subway, I was talking on the phone. I said, yo, Nene, let me tell you something. I said, the reason why that situation happened with that girl is because in Mrs. Big Mouth's mind, the shit that that girl was talking about she do was a little bit over the edge, freakier than what she thought she was, and she didn't want that shit to happen with her man. I said, you know what, something else? I said, I bet you he fucked her. I said that shit, like, out the blue while we was talking. And now today, I'll be damned if God didn't say, you are my child, Aaron.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
For real, like, I'm serious. I'm trying.
No, it's not that. To hear somebody, I'll give you a prime example. Now, she said that her sister has, in transition, listening, she said her sister had talked to this guy at the club, and she was kind of saucy because she wanted to talk to him first. And she said her sister fucked dude already and was bragging about how good it is, and she don't mind going behind her sister to see what it's about.
I feel you on that point. But the only thing is, though, right, I would have been feeling you a little bit more if I hadn't have been talking to somebody who said they was about to turn up. You said you about to turn up. That's part of the freaky lifestyle. Motherfuckers, how you gonna sit there and watch your husband fuck somebody in front of your face, but you can't watch? You have a problem with a chick fucking the same dick as, you know, even if it is a sister, like, that's just some freak shit.
My issue is not about them fucking. It's the reaction time. When he knew and realized who she was, that's something he should have shared. Because if it was vice versa.
No. Don't try to throw me a spin. We're off that. Now we're on this freak shit. Don't try to throw me a spin about what he did. We're talking about her freaky by comparison to yours. Is what we was addressing right there.
That was never the issue and never of the concern.
Look, listen, I'm saying because you was putting it out there like you was, I think you was listening to homegirl talk, and you, her level of freaky, you knew that you was not ready to climb all the way to that mountain. So when she came to your boo, your love and your life, like if she put that magic on this nigga, and you had your freaky went out and your Layla Ali showed up.
Nah, that was like, never the concern. Gotta be consistent. If you don't fuck with me and put on the show one night, be consistent. Her level of freakiness, like, I could care less. That was never the mindset. I just knew she was dirty. And if you don't care about gossiping and everybody in your business, that shit that I just didn't want him to hear from her, period. Like, it had nothing to do with her level of freakiness or me being worried about none of that. Like,
yo, I'm about to give you some wings. For real, cause this is fly. This is some fly shit. I'm about to give you some wings, real talk. Let me tell you something. If I see my wife, my woman, my girl, whatever, right, if we somewhere, like, in the same area or whatever, and somebody talking to her or whatever they doing, right, guess what I'm not doing? Not intervening in that shit unless it look like she need assistance. Like, I'm going to stand right, because I'm going to allow her to be an individual. Sometimes you got to let people be an individual, and even the people that you really think you know the most. Because look what happened. You just knew for a fact, because when we was talking about the leaving shit in the past, she was like, I already know everything in his past. We already went, and he told me about things that happened overseas.
No, I said I would never know everything that happened in his past, so it wouldn't matter.
But you said you knew your husband.
But that's close to home.
That was your
though.
Point. Your point was you leading up to you know your husband. And I was like, yo, you can't really never know nobody because people is individuals. And you beat me down that night. And now look what happened.
No, I think that was the other way around. Like, I was telling you, you would never truly ever know a person.
Oh, no, I ain't
so
never.
So there's no way of badgering them
know.
And trying to know everything there is to know about their past because you really and truthfully would never know. Like, I would have never thought out of all people. Like, but that just goes to show how far her hoism reached. You watch her beauty and you
can't
like, that's crazy.
But,
like,
so,
now
so she was a hoe at 13?
Now
she was a hoe at 13?
I'm
saying, was she a hoe at 13? Because that's when he said it happened. So you can view her in that light at 13 as a hoe. So what was he at 13?
Apparently. But we both had lives before we started our relationship. But that's just something, like everything else, like I still stand by. You would never know everything about, there is to know about somebody's past, so therefore there's no need to argue and keep charging it up. But that was something that I should have known given the environment. Like, that's somebody I got to work with, or what we have to work with. Like, that's something I should have known. His reaction sounds too fucking slow for me. Like, react.
You know,
like, when you know it's something I need to know, tell me.
But you know what? I'm going to say this in his defense. He might have thought that he could get through the first day and probably tell you, but the situation got out of hand. You think that he would deliberately try to work with you and hide something like that? Like, you think he did it on purpose? Or do you, I mean, honestly, knowing your husband, you think he would put you in a situation where you would be embarrassed or humiliated? You know, y'all would almost lose your job. Like, I mean, of course you need, I don't know, people, you want him to run right up to you soon y'all get into work. Oh, my God, girl, that is my first. I can't believe she work here. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Be like, damn, baby, that girl we was with, like, I work, like, but I think he think after you lost it, after the fool, he probably like, I ain't saying a damn word now. She already acting crazy. When the girl touched me, if I tell her that she's my first, that might really take someplace else. So,
and that's what he's trying to argue.
I can't co-sign that because you know what? They married.
Number one,
because you know what? They're not for defense. That's whack. You can't do that because
you're
married.
That's what he's trying to argue, and I'm not
like,
trying to hit a yeah. I feel like,
y'all one person. Like, they a union. They one person. So if his wife is embarrassed, he is equally embarrassed. And the fact that he doesn't feel that way.
That don't happen overnight. We ain't even got enough.
To let her know. Like, he was definitely supposed to. Because she's, remember, I said the whole day, they said they was meeting up, kissing, hugging, playing around. So he should have did. He already done seen Shorty. He should have did that. Like, yo, boo. You know what?
My point exactly.
For real, like, you got to do that. Because you don't leave your wife. You can't leave your wife out there unprotected. If anything, you got to leave this broad out there unprotected. Like, yo, listen. This is my wife, and you better not say nothing about that other shit I'm about to tell her, though. You know what I mean? Like, and just leave it at that. But you can't leave the person that you go with. You sleep. You close your eyes around this person. You depend on this person to feed you sometimes. You don't leave that person out there. There's no, you know what I mean? There's no way you do that. You feel me? And especially not for a circumstance like that where it was no substance. This was not like somebody he was trying to get with currently. It was somebody he had been with. So it was no substance to it. It was no reason to lie or be misleading or to bend the trust or even equate that into the marriage that you in right now. So, yeah,
I
can't use that for a defense. I can't. I can't say that because I don't want women to take it away like men really be thinking like that, and that shit is an excuse.
I'm agreeing. And I'm going to tell you this. Again, when you just made me think about something, when you talked about that comfort level, because I know, like, I'm almost 40. And if I see the dude I slept with for the first time, I don't want to touch him. Like, what am I touching him for? Like, for real, like, me and him don't have nothing in common. We ain't seen each other since we was 13. And why would I even need to walk up on him? I don't care in any environment, you know what I'm saying, and stroke him from the top of his neck down to his stomach. That would never happen.
And that's why I said
that shit was out of place as soon as she said where she touched him.
I knew it. I was like, yeah, that shit was too comfortable. I was like, that's too comfortable. Like, that ain't a female will run up and a female will run up playing with a guy and grab his fingers. Like, yeah, or his hand or something before she, his neck. Like, that's intimate. Right there.
I ain't grabbing nothing. I don't even want to talk to him. Like, I act like I don't even see him in the street. Like, we ain't got nothing to talk about.
I'm with Nene. Right, I'll turn my fucking head like.
For real, it's so long ago. Like, what? I mean, and I damn sure ain't going to stroke him. I promise that. It's not getting touched like that. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Were they in a relationship, Miss Big Mouth, or they just smashed?
She don't know, because he can't queen all the way yet.
On the real, he hasn't. I know it had to be a whole thing. I told she had too much in her face, too much hope.
Yeah, because I know is he the first person you've been with?
Yeah, first and only.
Oh.
First and only. Okay. First and only. Okay.
That's crazy. But when we started dating, I was 14 and he was 17, so I already knew, like, there was a possibility of him having been with a whole bunch of other females. But he was honest about that and told me he had. So many so that he didn't remember who his first was. But now you see her getting work with her a whole day. Why didn't you just tell me when you realized or she put you up on game? Like, why didn't you just tell me if it was nothing to hide?
Yeah.
Which
that's what the problem is. That's where the problem is right there. And that's why you can't—he can't get the pass on that, because that's going to send out the wrong message to women about all men. And you know, I don't want women to be thinking that all men are thinking in that capacity. Like, yeah, let me go ahead and leave the one I'm with out there and put a shell around this person I'm not barely even in contact with. Like, so absolutely not. When men love, we love, and it is what it is. And it's, when it's real, we do the real thing, the right thing. So. And I'm not saying your love ain't real. I'm just, that might have just been an instance of, because men, we have stupid moments too. That just may have been a stupidity moment, like really confused, like, oh shit, what am I gonna do? Because men have those moments too, where we're like, yo, what? I be thinking quick on my toes. So, you know, but like men be having those moments where they be like, yo, like, damn, man. I don't know how she gonna react. See, me, I don't be thinking that far ahead. I don't care how you gonna react. I know I'm getting it out in the open right now.
Yeah, and it's a lot. It's like that with a lot of people. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can say for myself that, you know, being married to my husband, that it's been times when something came up and I'm in the car rationalizing how I'm going to say it, or I done waited all day, I knew about it that morning, but I don't feel like talking about it right now. I don't want to get into it. I don't feel like explaining it. So I know I have done it, but that's a different situation. I don't know if the same rules would apply, but I know a person that I'm just going to wait till we get home, because I don't want to talk about it here, I don't want to discuss it here. Like, I'm just going to see how I'm going to say it. You're trying to practice and rehearse it. So I don't want to give him a tiny pass, and just give him a little piece of a pass. No.
No, because listen, this is a marriage we talking about. Like, it sends out the wrong message.
What was your no in the background?
That was me and Miss Unique. No, just give no pass.
Oh, shoot.
You can't, not on that issue right there, because you can't leave the person that you have entered into a bond and a commitment with this person. So for somebody outside of that to matter enough for you to do some, it's crazy. Like, you can't do that. It just don't make
some
sense.
Some lame-ass shit like that.
See, I'm glad you said it, because I ain't want to slip and say that.
That is crazy, but, yeah. If you said that, they said they've been arguing about it all week. He could have, like, stopped the argument, like, a week ago with this same baby. I slept with that girl.
A long time ago.
He could have stopped it before the incident even happened in the store.
Mm-hmm. Could have just let me do some jokes. So when I found out he was going to work with her, I could have just hollered at my manager and nipped it all in the bud. But nah. And I'm always a benefit of the doubt, try to think for outside of, not just for me, think for him as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that ain't going to work this time. It's just not. Like,
I got a question. The town that y'all live in, is this where he grew up?
Where we live now, no. But we both grew up. He is my best friend cousin. So we both grew up in out right at 15 minutes outside of Chicago.
Okay, so where y'all live then, she could ask in that particular town, like, this is not where y'all grew up, where he grew up.
He said she lived the town over.
But when you were talking about her when you came home, I know, like, we shared with our husbands, like, that baby, it is a hoe on the job. And when you say her name, that didn't click to him?
Exactly. That's what I said.
He said nah. He said nah.
Let me tell you something. The thing is, you and your husband, I'm going to tell you the real. This is just real. Because y'all married. This ain't no boyfriend you about to, you know, just run away from. Y'all got something together. Right now, you and your husband need to communicate. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Get your communication back together. But what y'all don't need to do is spend a lot of time communicating on this female and that incident. What you need to communicate with him on is what's wrong with his comfort level of being able to share feeling, being able to be open with you about anything. What is it about you that, you know, stops him or prevents him from being immediately open and honest with you, and knowing that you're his first person and vice versa. You know, like, that's the communicate, because if you stay on the incident, it's only going to create more confusion, anger, and
right.
Separation. But if you talk about if you talk about what the real issue is, which is why he didn't do what I feel he should have done. I'm not saying what he should have done. I just feel that way, you know. But, like, if he didn't do the what I feel is the right thing, y'all need to, and obviously you don't feel is the right thing either, which is more important, and you need to find that place of communication. You know what I mean? So that's what I suggest to you, honestly, just all jokes aside, without all the laughter and stuff. Like, that's what I really suggest that you do, to find a place, because this is your husband.
Yeah, I agree. And without anger, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I always tell people, the same way it's something wrong with him, it's something wrong with you. And I'm quite sure whatever that is just as ugly in his eyesight, whatever your particular problem is. This is just his particular problem or issue. And I agree with Aaron, you know, regardless of, you know, us laughing and having a good time on the show, you definitely could be talking to your husband and coming to, you know, whatever realizations y'all got to come to move, you know, past it. And we talking tonight about what, Aaron, till death do us part, you know, for better, for worse, you know, things going to come up. You can't predict what the worst will be. You can't predict what the best will be. But stuff is going to come up to challenge your vows. And you got to be ready to go through it and do the work. You know, as long as they sleep with her yesterday and, you know, last week and all that, that's different. But that's the past. But like Aaron said, get to the core of why he didn't feel comfortable with sharing that with you. So y'all could learn and grow and, you know, go to the next level. Ms. Kia, what you think? Is Ms. Kia still here?
Yeah, I see her. Number.
I'm here. No, you know, I'm agreeing with y'all. You know what I mean? I think it is the communication. You know, some people are worth fighting for, and like I said, we talked about that the first season. Communication is everything, not the sex, not none of that, because right now the breakdown is the communication. You know, and I mean, now your strength is going to come through. Your strength is going to come through. You talking about it.
I agree. Where's Miss Ambitious?
I'm here. I mean, I'm sorry, I don't want to be a bandwagoner, but I agree with what they're saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's your marriage. And, you know, like Aaron said, like, all jokes aside, like, I know we joke about it, you know, and laugh about it or whatever, but like, you guys really need to sit down and seriously talk about the fact as to why did he not feel comfortable, you know what I'm saying? Because in that way, it allow you to assess about yourself. Because you want your mate to feel comfortable with coming to you and talking to you, you know, about anything, even if he feel like you're going to fly off the handle, you know what I'm saying? But you guys definitely need to sit down and, you know what I'm saying, talk about it and just straighten it out, you know what I'm saying? Because this ain't no motherfuckers you just met on the street. This is somebody you this your husband, you know what I'm saying? This is your marriage. This is somebody you chose to, you know, do you part. Somebody you chose to spend your life with. So you can't go the rest of your life, you know what I'm saying, with somebody whereas, too, it's like, okay, I can't even come to you and talk to you, because it may be something within you that you need to assess and say, okay, let me step back, let me work on me, because I want my husband to be able to come and talk to me. You know what I'm saying? So I agree, you know, y'all got to figure that shit out.
Yeah, it might be something of his own that through talking
exactly.
About it, he's able to come to some realization that, you know, things that he needs to change. But, like, I agree with Aaron. Like, the situation is not the problem. Like you said, it's the communication within that situation. So, yeah, that's true. You know, and what you said at the beginning of the show, it's the same man at the airport that threw all his stuff in the garbage, so you could be straight. So you know he loves you and he cares about you. And
exactly.
I think you just y'all just need to talk. So, I think y'all would get,
oh,
you know, full way past it.
Yeah, I'll be joking around and everything. That part of it is, you know, partially for the show, just to keep the humor alive. But outside, like, inside the humor, there's some truth as well. And the most honest thing I could tell you is what I feel, you know, from a place that's real. And, you know, like I said, this ain't no boyfriend-girlfriend thing, you know. And, you know, y'all got a bigger issue than anything that ever happened at the job. If y'all don't get over the real exact issue, then what happened at the job is going to be nothing by comparison to what's going to end up happening if your communication don't get back on point.
I just need him to understand that the stuff that I do want you to tell me, don't care about how I'm going to react to it. I know I wouldn't have reacted the way I reacted had I not seen her touch him in that way. Had that never happened, he just told me, like, all right, now I know. But it's like, and then you can't guarantee that was even your first, like you said, you don't know. But now it's like, you got all that.
Nah.
It's all good. It's going to be all right. Eric, put somebody else on the hot seat. I think Miss Big Mouth needs to just drive and listen for a minute. Put somebody else in the hot seat.
No. You know what? We definitely gonna put Miss Know It All in the hot seat because she was saying to hell with love last season, and this season she done came back with a new vengeance.
She'll
leave the toilet seat up.
She put the toilet seat and she gonna hold it. Why you got
Look, you gotta find you another bitter bitch. I'm done.
See, so this now you gotta let the people know how you found this place when you were so gone away from, because people need to know how life can be breathed back into someone that has said, "Yo, I'm done with this shit." And
well,
then they find life again, like.
You know what? We always say what we're not going to take. But then when it's faced with us, you know what I mean? When you finally got a man or you got bills riding on it, will you take, will you put up with it? You know what I mean? We all got these strong notions. I don't want this. I don't want that. But then sometimes life, and I was in a situation last year where I had a dude. I ain't never been with somebody who drink. I never been with nobody like that. You know what I mean? I got my kids. I'm trying to start off. And this nigga, I needed him. So I had gave up. I was like, yo, fuck that. I don't care if I got to struggle. If I got to next to every car, you got to go. I don't put up with trash-ass niggas. I talk too much shit. So I got rid of his ass. And as soon as I got rid of his ass and accepted that, okay, fuck it. I'm just going to be doing this shit single. You know what I mean? This is what I do. I master this. But I'm not going to start compromising now at 36 years old.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's the case, I would have stayed with the first baby daddy, then the second baby daddy. You know, I got two baby daddies. If that's the case, I would have stayed with their asses. So I just said, I'm not doing this shit. And then, I mean, talking to somebody on some business with my book. And I was like, yo, I want to do this business with you, but I'm going to let you know now. Yo, you hot. I'm trying to get with you, but we're going to have a business, but I'm trying to get to know you, but fuck that. So, and that's what happened. On to the next. And he is
but
good.
What,
you know what I mean?
It
but
about, what was it about this particular man that wowed you, that got you back into feeling like, yo, you know what? You know, this shit can really work.
This dude didn't need me. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was dressed like me. If he had $100 in his pocket, he was going to base his life off $100. You know what I mean? He wasn't looking for no easy road. He had learned all his lessons from the past like I had. You know what I mean? Like, what we have in common is that we have the same story. Like, we have the same type of family element, everything. And what we did was, we accepted what life gave us, and we turned that shit into lemonade. You know what I mean? Took lemon and made it into lemonade. And he was all right being himself. You know what I mean? I got tired because most dudes I was messing with, it felt like they wanted me to be their inspiration. I'm like, damn, I already got two damn kids, two little men to raise. I don't want to raise your fucking ass. Like, so it was like, he actually is my opposite sign. He actually common. Like, yo, I was fire. I'm fire still. Like, last night I was fire. And he's not moved by it because he has he identifies with himself. You know what I mean? He feels very comfortable in himself. He's working on his own goals. Like, we're not merging goals together. Like I said, we did business together. But he has his own path. I have mine, and we support each other in it. It's not like, oh, we get together, we're going to do this together. You know what I mean? It's like we flowing together. This is the first time somebody don't need me. Oh, go help me with my paper for school. I'm like, God, dog, he still always wants something. He cooked better than me. He do everything mostly. He's independent. I'm like, God. I be sitting there like, he just cooked dinner. That's so sweet. I come home, it's already done. You know what I mean? He done worked all night, you know what I mean? And he does it because it makes him feel good, not because he's trying to win me over. He's okay with himself. So it's like now I can be okay with myself. Like, it's really strange being with this dude because I'm looking like, damn, like, I can relax. I mean, I've been going hard. I've been working jobs. I've been sucking up dudes, you know what I mean? Like, yo, for the first time I can, like, my back, I'm looking like, yo, I get kind of nervous. Like, shit. You know what I mean? But I like it because he has his own world and I have mine. You know what I mean? And he has his goals. He knows his path. And that's what I like about it. I ain't got to raise a third child. That's it.
Yeah. That's real.
Nothing big. But that's all. So let me go back in La La Land.
Yes. Now, Miss Ambitious.
Oh Lord!
Tell us what have you started out the season stuck on that you just totally now are like, eh, maybe. Have you become open to anything new?
I would say that my like being able to like get out. Talk about, because sometimes we hold in things that hurt us, and the worst pain is an unmasked pain. So I would definitely say that because I've had, like, a outlet to, you know, because I don't know, but, like, a lot of people, I'm, like, one of those people where it's like, okay, I don't say much to many people, and when I do say much, it's very little. So because it was such an outlet, I think that I was able to forgive a lot of things more, you know, and just say, you know what, and just I'll release it. So I think that's something that I was able to, you know what I'm saying, over the last 3 weeks, just sit down and realize, you know, things that are worth forgiving and things that are worth, you know, because a lot of shit ain't even worth all that stress, you know, like holding on to it and making you bitter. It's just like, why? You know, like Ms. Kia said, like, sometimes you just got to let that bitterness go. But I definitely think that forgiveness has been something that I've, you know, come to terms with. Mm. I'm not a forgiving person, so that's been good for me.
Okay.
That's real. Now, that's inspiring in itself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, because...
You know, and I'm not ashamed to say that I wasn't a forgiving person. Like, I was not a
I'm
forgiving
still
person.
Not.
But you will be. You know, like over time, like I always thought that I wouldn't be a forgiving person too. But sometimes when you get out things and you're able to, you know, because when it comes out and it surfaces out and then you're able to sit back and assess it. Because I go back, I listen to the shows, and when I listen to them, I sit back and it takes me back to other situations. You know what I'm saying? And I just be like, you know what? I need to let some things go. You know, because it's really not worth it. And that's not going to help me be a better me by holding on to things that, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes, like, it's good to just get it out and talk about it and just be, first of all, you got to be real with it. You got to be real with yourself. You got to be real with your circumstances. You got to be real with the choices that you made as a person. Because all the time, it ain't the people that's around you. Sometimes you add in some shit to that recipe, too, where, you know what I'm saying, where you done fucked it up, you know, and it ain't always the people that's around you. Sometimes it could be you. You know what I'm saying? So I've forgiven myself about a lot of things. I've forgiven other people, and I'm moving on.
Mm-hmm. That's all right.
And that's real. That's real life right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
I agree. That's maturity. That's like the sign of adulthood. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Being able to admit fault, being able to forgive, being able to, you know, not be so petty about certain things because they are out of your control. So, yeah, exactly.
Yep. Being able to realize that not everything is an issue, you know what I'm saying? Not everything, not everybody's problem is your problem, you know? Like when you're so used to, like, being that protector, you just got to sit back sometimes and just be like, you know what, I can't be everybody to protect all the time. Or I can't be everybody's problem solver all the time, you know what I'm saying? Just sitting back and realizing, like, what battles do I really want to choose? What battles is it really worth me fighting? You know, and then the people that you're going against and you're fighting, you know, it's just like you, the people you going hard for, are they really going that hard for you? Because the same people you going hard for and you going against them could be the very people that could be something that could be detrimental to you. So sometimes you got to sit back and think about your actions. Like, and that's something that I've learned over the past few weeks, you know, just sit back and think about my actions. Think about what I do before I do it. You know, so I'm really glad that that was something that I was able to sit back and assess and say, I need to do this. This is what I need to do to make me better. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and that's real. And I tell people that a lot. Like, and it's hard to really get through to people because of that. Like, they won't look at themselves. Like, sometimes a relationship will fall apart, and a person will be so only stuck on the end result of what the outcome was and how it ended that they'll miss the all the stuff they was doing. Like, they won't realize, like, yeah, I was taking little extra trips, or I was doing this, or I was, and then the person just be like, yo, I kept telling you, like, yo, I'm out. And they'll be like, yo, this person, I can't believe they did this. And they'll forget all the things that they did, the little things. It could have been small that they did to lead up to the relationship reaching the point that it has, because they have not gained acceptance for their own actions.
That's true. And you know what? That is true, because, like, I don't talk to my mom to this day because that was something that I brought to her attention. You know what I'm saying? Because her fiance, like, they were together for years. I want to say, like, 10 years. And, you know, this man changed a lot for her. Like, he had gotten, like, to the point to where he was the mother. You know what I'm saying? My mother, she was just running the street like she always had. It was as if she hadn't grown up, you know, as if she had entered adulthood. But he was always, he had to always be the person that was, like, that responsible person. You know, so when I started taking his side about a lot of things, it was just automatically like, you know what I'm saying, well, you my child, you my daughter. But that doesn't matter. Where you wrong, you wrong. I don't give a damn who you with. You be Jesus. Jesus, if you wrong, you did it, you wrong. You know, I'm not going to sit and take your side because you my parent, because you my mother. You know what I'm saying? So she'll sit back and, you know, she doesn't really sit back and say, okay, this was the reason why he left me. This is the reason why he hid his clothes in the train tracks and tried to run away from me. You know what I'm saying? Did you all you do is just you sit back and you tell people, you know what I'm saying, he lied. He supposed to took me and my kids to Atlanta. We supposed to move to Atlanta. You know, when I found out his clothes was packed behind some bushes, behind a track. Yeah, but you need to tell people what led up to why he did those things. He got tired of you knocking him upside his head. He got tired of you stealing his money up out of his fucking wallet. You know, and so I don't talk to my mom to this very day because she feel like I went against her for a man who, you know, who wasn't my dad. But in actuality, it doesn't matter if he wasn't my father. He was a father figure. And when you wrong, you wrong. You know, I haven't talked to my mother in almost 2 years because of that.
Can I tell you something? This is Ms. Know-It-All, because I'm the type of person, I went 10 years by myself. You know what I mean? I mean, I was mad at the fucking world. Like when they talk about I'm calm now, but I was mad at the world. I spent a lot of time alone. Matter of fact, it's me getting out my closet now. And I had those parent issues, you know what I mean? I mean, right now I'm happy to say I got 2 master's degrees and all that kind of stuff, but I was a child of the state. My mother sold me to the state. I got my ass whooped for getting good grades. And if I talk to my mom about it, she act like I'm lying. I'm like, you don't remember beating my ass? You know what I mean? Like, I know I got my ass whooped in that car. You know what I mean? That shit just traumatized me for the rest of my life. Now I'm a teacher. You know what I mean? Now you're taking credit and saying you put me through college. And you know what I had to do? I had to realize she likes lying to herself.
Right.
See her and her God. You understand? And it hurt me, but guess what? I was the one hurting. I was in the shell for 10 years. You know what I mean? I just returned back to Jersey. And people still don't see me, but it's because I'm busy handling my business now. But before, I was running. I ran from all that. And then I had to realize that I had to choose to be better instead of bitter. You know what I'm saying? And I had to confront those demons. You know what I'm saying? So I confronted those demons. And guess what? My mother hasn't changed, but I did. You know why? And that's what I said. It wasn't just letting me letting go of that man. It was letting me letting go, like, yo, it's okay, Cherie. You know what I mean? It's okay to be hurt by it. You know what I mean? But you don't let it hurt you forever. You know what I mean? But my whole thing is I'm no longer a child. I made it through all of that. My mother, to this day, she went from welfare to Social Security. But you let her tell a story, she retired. I say, damn, you retired. Retirement from, that's what you did. She moved down south to retire. I'm looking like, retired from what? Welfare? You know what I mean? Stop playing. You know what I mean? Stop playing. But, you know, she, I realize that's her life she wants to live. You know what I mean? So a lot of times I just don't comment on it. I just laugh too. Like, girl, go ahead. I started feeding their damn stories. Like, go ahead on, baller. You know, are you going to take a vacation too? You know what I mean? Go ahead on. Where you going? The Cayman Islands? Where you going, girl? You know what I mean? Because I had to realize it was making me mad. But they're liars, not me. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. Don't let their burdens on them. You smile. And even when you see them, Don't hide. It took me 10 years, but I had to work on myself because I still wanted to bust everybody's ass. You know what I mean? I was cussing. When I thought I was going to see everybody, I wanted to cuss everybody. And I did. I did that for a minute. And I had to realize, yo, you really not over it. Look at all the accomplishments that you have now. Look on your life. You have to sit back and realize that there's some red seas that was crossed for you. You know what I mean? You accomplished so much in your life, and you don't even realize it because you hold on to some hurt or somebody who was a liar anyway. So don't let us say, focus on your good. Focus on the, and I'm telling you, people, your family may never see it. The people that you loved or think you should be loved will never see it. You will have to see it. Strangers will acknowledge you. You know what I'm saying? God will send the angels to pat you on your back. But don't try to wait for those people to come back to you. They're not going to say sorry. They don't give a fuck. And guess what? You don't need them to be all right. You know what I mean? And let her go because that's her life she's living. You know what I mean? You know what? Feel pity for her. Feel pity for your mom. Like, mom, you that old and you still can't let go. You know what I mean? She can't be half the woman that you being right now. You know what I mean? That must really hurt. She got to sleep with herself. That's why she run the street. That's why they drink. Because they hurting. You know, they demons is getting them. You know what I mean? I slob every night. Every night on my pillow. I'm in some deep sleep. You know what I mean? Because I'm sleeping good. You know what I mean? So let it go, because I'm telling you, but you got to practice at letting it go. But I'm telling you, when I wrote this book, I had to talk about, in my book, most people say it's not pretty, because I talk about all the stupid shit I did. I mean, I bust windows, I did fucking everything. I would cuss out your grandmother on her deathbed, fuck her. You know what I mean? Like, yo, I was going to keep my baby daddy's houses, telling their mom, what you want to do, bitch? Stand up again. I'm going to knock your ass out in your own house. You know what I mean? All of that because I was hurt. I wanted, you know what I mean? And I had to let go of a lot. So I'm cool now. I keep my hands to myself. You know what I mean? But I wouldn't have been Ray Rice girl or something on the ground. You know what I mean? I was fucking up niggas and their mamas and their sisters and their aunties. Everybody could got an ass whooping. That's how much pain was in my punch. You know what I'm saying? So now I love when people see me and they think I'm some cornball ass teacher. Thank you. This is so nice. You know what I mean? They don't see the hurt because I'm not wearing it no more. You know what I mean? I'm not wearing it. But I have to practice. I have to practice it. When I start coming around my family, I will come around for a weekend. You know what I mean? And for like 2 hours and find something else to do. Then I would stay for like a week on spring break. Then when I moved back, it took me like 5 years to move back. I was gone for 10, but it took me 5 years to move back. I actually left New Jersey in 2000. I just moved back last year, 2013. You know what I mean? So I said I was going. It took me, and I had to practice that because it's easy to talk that good shit, but practicing it is hard as hell. Yo, and like I said, even when I got back here, I still get in situations. They're not going to change. You have to change and move on and let them go. Forgive them and feel pity for them. You know what I mean? Because they're going to live a lifetime of lies. Mm. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
That's true. That was powerful. If y'all haven't heard nothing all season, that was a very powerful statement, and we thank you for sharing that because I think we all got something out of that. This is the second season of Author YP on Right and Royalty Radio. We are talking about Till Death Do Us Part. The wives are in the clubhouse. Miss Kia just dropped some serious science. You know, taking an acclamation and saying that you're going to do a thing is not enough. You know, that practicing is what's going to be really, really hard, you know, backing it up with some real acts. And that was powerful. I enjoyed that. Aaron?
Yes, I'm here. I mean, it was powerful. That's what it's all about. Really, really showing, really having some growth. You know, I mean, you got to have growth in life. If you don't got no growth in life, you ain't living. Like, I'll be looking at different people at different times, like people I may have known or grew up with or grew up around, and if they're still saying the same thing, like, I'd be like, yo, you still got the same mind state for 20, like 20 years ago, I was 100% with you. I was thinking that same way. But now, I'm not thinking like that now, and the fact that you still are, a lot of times I'd be like, yo, I'm glad we're no longer around each other, because people don't be growing.
Mm-hmm.
People don't never get a chance to see their full potential in the world because they be afraid to grow. So it's always important to try to have that growth and give that growth out.
That's awesome. Wow. It's so
I got to grow up and be like that one day.
We all striving. Everybody's striving. It takes a minute. It doesn't happen overnight. It happens, you know, in different spurts. Because every single trial or situation you go through, you have to go through it on all levels. It's a 360-degree change or a 360-degree trial. So you have to go through it on every step and every level until you come full circle. And once you got it, you got it. But until then, you could be stuck on 180 for 15 years. you could be trying to get right forever. But once you got it, you got it.
Yeah, for real. Like, you got to be growing.
So what's going on with Miss Unique? She over there in the background. Miss Unique has been the our single lady in the clubhouse this season. You know, she's out there. Is she looking for love? Is she looking for marriage? Is she looking for the big house? I'm not sure. You know, sometimes she said, I'm ready. I'm ready. She's like, hell no, I ain't beat. You know, what's really going on?
Oh, man, I don't even know. I be confused. Sometimes I be ready. Sometimes I'm not. I think I'm ready. I'm focused on, no, I'm not ready. I'm focused on me right now. That's
she
just how it's going to be.
She met some guy this week that almost put it down, but he's not really there yet. So he's not going to commit all the way yet.
Oh, shoot. It's confusing because, like, sometimes I want to be ready, like, you know, and I'll be like, okay, I'm ready. And then, like, it's just when I'm in a relationship, it just takes my focus away sometimes. And I just can't. I don't want to. I just want to have fun until I'm, like, 30. What's wrong with that?
There ain't nothing wrong with that. Because when you're ready, you know what? If you're that hesitant, you don't need to be in a relationship. You know what I mean?
That's how I feel.
If you, when you feel it right, you're going to be like, oh, this is worth the work. But hell, shit. Sometimes you got to hit it and stick it. You know what I mean? Like, quit it. I'm done. Thank you.
You know what I mean?
You don't have to.
guys, they want to have, like, babies. And what it is, I'm just not ready to have a baby. And when you get in a relationship, like, they start talking that baby talk, and I'll get a little, I'm like, oh, man, I got to go. Like,
them babies are forever to death do us part.
Baby talk
is
scary as hell. I know, and I'm not ready. I'm definitely not ready to be no mom. I'm not ready for nobody to be called
me,
mom.
Me,
so, I'm not ready to be in a relationship.
It's not about if you're ready or not. You know what's going on. Dad needs that baby. You got to get that that baby ready for daddy.
Listen, my dad already told my dad that it's not happening right now. I'm working on me.
Especially
it's
since
not
you
happening
started
right
thinking
now.
About that other thing. I know when we talked about that other thing last week, you was a little excited. I definitely was about to bring that up. Oh, my.
So
what am I talking
that,
about?
I know what you're talking about. I'm not even talking about that.
See, and that's why it's relevant, because you already know what I'm about to talk about, which means it's also been on your mind and has been.
It wasn't on my
since
mind.
Since you tried
I didn't
to get yourself back together, since you made it back to that table. Like, guys, you'll never believe what just happened.
Listen.
No. You
I've
see
been,
her up there? The one hanging
I've
upside down.
Since that happened, and I'm okay. Like, I don't understand why you keep bringing that up. So
number one, every time I bring it up, I can tell that you're smiling through the phone. So I like
how
to see you smile, number one. Just by the way your voice changes and you start talking. just natural. That's why I don't like texting, because you can just talk to people and just hear exactly what's really going on.
But I'm not working on that either.
I got to change my earpiece. She tried to come back on all serious. Was that your Walter Cronkite voice? You tried to switch it up on me for real? Like, yo, hold up. He's right. I was laughing. No, wait a minute. I don't want to talk about last week. I know what you're talking about last week.
But really, though, I almost had a flip-up. I almost went on a date with my ex, and I almost, like, you know, the bad ex. But at the last minute, I changed my mind, and I decided not to go that route. So
the one who spit on you.
Yes, that's the one who spit on me. But, like, we've been talking, right, and he told me that.
Oh, and hold up. That was the one. You said he had the bad sex and everything.
Oh, no. Listen, did you hear why he had the bad sex? I said the bad sex.
She said before it went bad.
Because he had all the problems. Now,
he was having all this tragedy in his life that his woman wasn't helping him with, and he couldn't, of course.
I was helping him.
Like what? Your sister just got kidnapped. But listen, come over here and knock me down first, and then we'll call the FBI. What? Oh, I can't get none? So you just going to go out there and handle that thing with your family? All right, no problem.
You make me sound so cold.
I mean, if it was ice in the house at the time, it was ice in the house. I didn't create the temperature. I'm just going on what you said. And I'm glad, you know, but to be honest with you, though, all jokes aside, like, I don't know this guy, whatever, but definitely do not ever. Why are you still in contact with this guy? He's spit
on
you.
Look, I was just listening. What's wrong with you?
You're scaring me now. I was giving you a little bit too much credit.
I'm not scaring you. No, listen. I don't know. He just called me out the blue. Like, he changed his number. He called me out the blue. And then, you know, he told me that he was sorry and all that stuff, and he's been going to counseling. And, you know, I can't help who I love, and I'm not in love with him, but I had to go see. So I went down there, and I visited him, and, you know, we hung out, we went on a date, and he didn't change, so I came back, and
hold up.
Yes, I went to see him, but that was like, okay.
So, look, can I ask you a question? Why did you just lie to everybody on this phone 5 minutes ago when you said I thought about going to my ex club and I thought about going on a date?
This is a different day. I thought about today because we was going to go on a date today. Now, I seen him like 2 weeks ago.
Let me just ask you a question. How many times have you had sex with him since you've been back in contact with him?
Wow.
Once. That one time I went down there and then, you know what?
You know what? You just lied again. Because the pause, you was going to tell us the truth.
He said, I'm not going to tell you. I had to think about it.
Like, I ain't going to tell him about that time because that was just a quickie. I ain't going to tell him about that one. We didn't really have sex.
We live in two different cities, and I only went down there one time to see him. So I can only see him one time. We don't even live in the same city.
But you thought about going back down there today, huh?
No, I did not think about going back down there. He was going to come down here, but actually, I think he's even here. I don't know.
We'll get that story later on. Look, hit me in the inbox later on when he gets here.
And so I had to get it out. Because, like, we being honest. So I'm just letting y'all know, like, you know, I had a flip. This is not my fault who I love. Like, I can't help it. And this is how I know that I'm not in love with him anymore. Like, yes, I'm sorry that happened. Like, he did that to me. I can't help it. Like, he did that to me. I'm fucked up about it. Y'all fucked up about it. Everybody is. But, like, at the end of the day,
I'm definitely fucked up about that. Like, to be honest with you, the fact that he spit on you, to me, that's worse than what dude did to his wife in the elevator when he punched her. Because
and dragged her out?
Like, no, yeah. I'm going to tell you why it's worse. Like, he did that. He did the physical act. Sometimes a lot of men react physically to women when a woman is beating the shit out of their ass in an argument. They have no other defense. And they just really they're just offhand. They don't have any other defense but to try to be a man on some masculine, corny shit. You know what I mean? To try to stop the assault. But when a man spits on a woman, that is some shit that has been played. There's a thought placed behind that, and it has been there for a minute.
Oh, yeah, I believe that, because I was doing some shit to him.
Yeah, when a man goes to that extent to really, like spit on a woman, that's the next level. Like, that's something else there. And what that says is, like, fuck you. Like, fuck everything about you. Fuck your existence. And in the worst way. And you can never really walk alongside someone like that with confidence again. And it's not just for you, it's any woman. I don't think any woman deserves that. You know what I mean? Because at any given minute, he already took you to the bottoms of the pits by spitting on you. At any given minute, if shit ain't going how he perceives it to go, you are less than worthy, you know, to be shown any respect, and you may be made a pawn or some shit. Like,
hold up,
not
Aaron.
Cool.
Now, I do agree with some of that, but at the same time, let me tell you, I'm a fighter. I don't fall. No, I didn't get back with none of the motherfuckers I wanted to kill, you know what I mean? But at the same time, kick your head. Look, it's a battle. Like, I mean, I'm thinking about the Ray Rice thing you referred to right there. I mean, like, people kicking his ass. I feel like I told my nieces, I told my son to keep their hand to themselves. Call us husband. But a lot of girls need to keep their motherfucking hands to themselves. When you're in a battle, like, my whole thing is sometimes you got some people up in the corner. I see some girls up there like, I wish he would just knock her ass clean the fuck out, because how much can he keep taking? Like, I done seen it. And I told, look, y'all need to stop. These motherfuckers are bigger than y'all. Keep your hands to yourself. Everybody cannot fight. Like, I'm a crazy girl, so understand that. Everybody ain't me. But I got to be able to take a lick like I can give a lick. And I have never been able to take a lick, so I thought I'd knock motherfuckers out first. I'm a sneaky type. You know what I mean? But at the same time, oh, yeah, I'm very sneaky. I'm plotting like a motherfucker. You know what I mean? I didn't even been knocked down, like, that one time. You know what I mean? He had to set that up, a whole plot. But with that spit thing, yo, that shit is just nasty. I mean, like, you didn't want to get revenge on him? Like, you know what I mean? In the back of my head, I would have been fucking him, and I would have did something like something just awful to him, because in the back of my head, I want revenge. Like, I would have fucked him again, hobby, but there would have been something devious behind it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but Ms.
I don't
Tia,
know.
You know what
new.
You're forgetting? You know what you're forgetting now? And this is even
right.
A part where you could even understand, because you is definitely pro good dick. He got his swagger back. His life. His family ain't going through.
You know what?
His family ain't going through no crisis.
So she had some good ass pussy to go with that good dick. So he missing it too.
Nah, okay.
So my
whole
thing is,
whatever the case
is, pussy is good. Huh?
Whatever the case is, he got his swagger back. So the fact, you know, she done already went and had sex with him. So that the revenge part. It's kind of like once she realized he had his swagger back, you see, she was like, I was going to hook back up with this nigga again today. Like, I was really actually thinking about that shit. But see, we don't know if she didn't hook up with him today because she didn't hook up with him today or because...
Just because I didn't tell you the last time?
No, because it could be that it's the goddamn 14th and nature called on you, and you was like, well, I ain't no need fucking with this nigga today. I mean, like, it could be a million different reasons why.
Is the 14th, like all cycles start on the 14th or something?
Nah, that was another little joke of mine that probably I'll explain to you later off air, Nene. But,
okay.
No.
So,
yeah.
Stupid.
It could have just. No, it's not. It's really not. It's just like, you know, women getting on their period all at the same time. Like, everybody has this attitude. So today's the 14th. You just got this. You just jumped on this attitude shit. You know, if you know women get around each other too much and they start, you know, they'll start, you know, getting their cycle around the same time.
That's
so
true.
Everybody, that was like a bad reference to Miss Big Mouth, like indirectly. It was just like a bad joke, I guess. But anyway.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, like the cycle, like, yeah. Like,
forget,
no, it's just forget that. The bottom line is, he done put the smack down back on her. His swag is back. Because you heard she cleared me up quick. I went to go say, and that was the guy with the best. She said, oh, wait up now. I told you what was happening with that shit.
Listen, I already,
he's back.
I already know that I'm not going back. So I went there. Yes, it was good. I'm not going to lie. The sex was good. But
I know.
I'm not doing that. You know, I'm straight because the attitude didn't change. Like, he told me he went to counseling. He told me he went to anger management. And now he changed it. Like I told him, I was like, you don't know if you changed unless you've been around me, because I was the problem, you know, according to you. So, you know, he was around me and he ain't changed. So I dipped in my car and I left. I didn't even say
yeah, you is so grimy. You so grimy. You were scheming on. You were scheming on that man the moment he called you. Like, and then
so
you were scheming on him the moment he called. That's why you talking about. Oh well, you can't tell us if you've changed or not unless you're around me. She's like, I'm gonna.
Susie answered the question
like the family was straight. Like, yo, so how's everybody doing? How's, oh yeah, everything back straight. Things is back right in my life with my family.
Know.
You know, I'm feeling like, well, hey, well, you don't know if you changed unless you've been around me. So,
I'm setting people up for failure.
You had to go down there and give them the real test, the real physical test.
I mean, hey, I need it for myself. So I went down there, and I don't feel like having sex with different people. So, yes, I went down there and seen.
You know, well, the women, that's another thing. Women are going to stop using that excuse when they go back and have sex with somebody that they already said that they wasn't going to do no more. Whatever the case was, that they just wasn't supposed to be with that person no more, that pass and that excuse is over with. Oh, I didn't just want to go out there and just sleep with anybody, so I went back and slept with the guy who tried to kill my mother last week. No. Sorry.
So,
when these men mess up, and you talk that big time stuff, get a toy, man.
You are sleeping with a bunch of people because you don't know who he slept with since he left you. So going back is not going to prevent
you
from sleeping with a bunch of people.
Listen, I would just rather have sex with somebody that knows me. And, you know, it's not even about, like, because I don't want my number to go up. It's just
Plus, you know what it is? She's selfish. She's a selfish sex partner anyway. You can tell. You can tell by the way she just answered. She's like, I want somebody that knows me. Like, look, I'm not trying to get no nigga trying to figure out what's going on with this pussy. I need a nigga that knows it, knows what I want, what I need, can bring that shit to me immediately and when I want it, how I want it.
That's very smart. That is very smart.
I'm just saying,
that's
like,
very
you
true.
Gotta, the first time you have sex with somebody, you got to train them, like, I like it this way. Y'all got to get to know each other, and then, you know, once y'all get to know each other, y'all get that movement going, and y'all won, then that's good, and y'all just, but you have to get up to that point. Usually it's the first time, the second time, sometimes dudes got to go like three times. And, you know, I've had it to the point where I've had sex with a dude, and you got to, like, train them with a condom and without one. Like, you know, why?
Yo, you know what? I already knew from soon as this show started that you was driving a Porsche in the sex department, but you was going to try to play it cool. I knew your sex drive was on a million. But I was like, she's so high sedity with it that she can't just let niggas know, like, yo, look, under the right circumstances, I'm a freak, and I mean a freak. Like, this shit ain't no, not that shit y'all be seeing. You know that late night soft porn on HBO? Not that shit. I'm the shit that's banned from TV. Yeah. I already knew, but I knew that you wasn't gonna just let out. But once you told the stripper story, that was it. But let's get back to something else. I want to talk about one more thing because you didn't get touched on it. Remember we talked about the threesome? He was like,
yeah,
that only happened one time. And then I said, are you sure? And he said, well, maybe one more time.
No, what, a threesome? I never had a threesome.
What?
They said threesome.
We was talking about a threesome?
Oh, no, not the three. I apologize, the female thing. You with the female. You was like, only that happened at one time. Then he was like, well, maybe one other time.
No, there was two different times, though, because one time it was just like the licking, and then the other time it was the whole thing. Like, we had the whole, it was sex.
Was it the same stripper?
No.
Was it the same?
It was with, okay, it wasn't the same girl. The first time it was with my friend.
That's right. I knew it. I knew you was I knew it. You got some more secrets too. We need to. You definitely got to come back next season because your cookie jar top is getting screwed off at the wrong time. But it was with your friend. Look at that. That's why I know it happened more than once. Now let's go ahead and get into that. How did that happen?
Well, one night we was drinking, and you know what alcohol does. And then, you know, well, one night really this what happened. We was drinking, and then she asked me, and I was like, you know, alcohol gets you heated. And I was like, you know, I'm not doing it back. And she was like, okay. And I was like, I'm just letting that known. And she was like, she was cool with that. And I was like, well, go ahead. Go for it.
Okay, let me ask, but was this before the strip or after?
Yeah, it was before.
Okay, now tell the truth. After the stripper, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to tell us the real incident with the stripper? Because I know you ain't tell us everything.
I did tell you the real incident. What more do you need to know?
Because I could tell by the way you said that she took you, because you made it seem like she took you.
That was my favorite part of the story
when you started trying to sound like the victim for real. I was the victim. I'm sitting here picturing you curled up in a corner just holding your panties with a fearful look. Like, yo, what just happened?
Out of my control.
So, all right, let me ask you a question. Okay, because I think if a stripper took you to that level, so you had no desire to do her back, or did you do her back? Give us the real version this time.
No. I have this thing where I think that's gross. Like, my mouth down there is nasty. For a long time, it took me, like, you know, I think it feels good for the other person, more power to you. I don't even like to do nothing with my mouth. I don't even like to do a male, but I'm grown.
Oh,
so,
man.
Of course, I have a boyfriend. Because, you know, I am grown. I'm not on that kitty shit. But I don't
like
it. The
bitches just scream out, oh, man, was that hot?
I said, wow, and Miss Big Mouth said, oh, man. I don't care.
Yeah, because they're not believing that you don't like to do a man thing. Because
when you went out of town the other night, he gets nothing. You have to be my boyfriend. What do you mean? Like, I'm not gonna ever sit here and say I never did it, but it's only three people walking around that can ever say I did that to my mouth.
All right, now you're busted.
Still,
you
right?
know you fucked
not,
up, right?
Okay, now I'm busted because I said the number because everybody said
exactly.
Said
she already knew where I was going with it.
I know. Only three people. That's what I was just like I said. I only had three boyfriends. And I only made three friends to be three people.
Yo, oh my God.
Whenever
a woman comes up with a number immediately, when the number's thrown out there immediately for the validation, that's when you already know.
That's what they all say, though, but I'm not really.
Nah,
you know,
nah.
It don't matter what.
Nobody, look, here goes somebody else with numbers. Like, nah, nah, because I'll be saying numbers too.
I ain't
got no
numbers. I used to know the number to everything. Everybody, like, everybody had a number. You number what? Okay. You number five. Okay, everybody had a number. I know exactly when I had sex with you, the date, and what number you were. I don't know. I kept track like that because I never wanted to.
Well, I'm
high.
Sure with all these drinking incidents you had, because every time some wild, crazy shit happens, there always seems to be liquor involved. I'm sure with some of these wild, crazy drinking nights, there probably was once or twice a dick ended up in your mouth.
No.
But you didn't
even thinking about it,
I'm not doing it.
It's not once or twice that can end up in my mouth, because when you start putting my head down there, I'm going to sober up and be like, what the fuck? No. Like, I'm not even playing. Like, I'm always going to be
okay, stripper pulls off your panties, puts you on the floor, legs cocked open, you're cocked. You're going, I'm drunk.
That's
I don't know what the
true.
Hell happened.
As long as you doing
somebody grabs your head, tries to push it down, and like, oh, wait, what the fuck is going
here,
on?
I'm straight. Exactly. You pushing my head down there because you pushing my head down there.
No, but I didn't even mean it in a way like somebody was forcing you. I'm just talking about, like, the moment was just that crazy. And you just
no,
went,
the moment
you
would never be that
something.
Crazy for me. That's the thing. Like, I can't. I have to be in love with you. I have to feel like you deserve it, and that's the only reason I give it up. It's because, like, I feel like you have to do that. You have to earn that. You ain't getting it on no first time. You ain't getting it when you first say you my boyfriend. No, you have to earn that. Either you have
you know
to earn
what?
That,
I'm not really mad at you.
What if it's 69?
I'm not mad at you.
69.
You'll turn it down to 69 too? Oh,
listen,
man.
I never had no man. That's just
listen,
not. That's
I,
not
I'm not mad
house,
at you because I'm not a head man myself. But the fact that you place more value over pussy with the head, I love it. Because that means that you're probably going to give up some pussy before you give up some head. And
I will.
I could live with that. Now, some other niggas might have an issue. Like, so, I mean, I guess that's just a personality thing.
I just think, I've always thought hair was gross. That's me. Because, you know, I don't like cum. That's me. I don't like cum. Don't get that away from me. Don't touch me with that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you never tried it.
I'm not that girl that you pull out and on your stomach. No, please. I would throw up and you're ugh. No, you better. If I'm gonna get pregnant, you gotta put it in there. Shoot it out the hole. Don't let me see it.
That's crazy. You can put more blood on me. That shit is nasty.
This gave me some new things. I have never heard that before. Anybody else? I've heard people say they don't want it in their mouth, don't come on my nose, don't put it on my face, like don't drizzle it nowhere. Like,
no, I don't like it at all.
Cool.
I gotta recuse myself from this conversation. I have two kids.
Oh man,
so you
know,
like something.
I'm not messing with this kid. I know exactly what that meant. And what I say from that is, the one thing I get to have this big mouth, she said.
I said, no, cum is cool. The sweat part. Don't sweat on me. That's nasty.
Damn,
to not like cum at all.
Sweat.
Huh?
Like, just, no.
You can put it wherever you want. Just don't sweat on me. Now, that shit is nasty.
How are you going to stop the sweat if he's working out? If he handling his business,
I don't even care if you use my hair to wipe the sweat. Just don't sweat on me. Like, that shit is nasty.
Yeah, that is gross.
She don't like sweat.
No, I said cum is cool. You can put it wherever you want to.
I'll
care, but just the sweat.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me he can put that. He can put sperm anywhere he wants, and it's sticky and everything, but he can't sweat on you?
I don't like the sweat. That's just
Nene,
it's too much.
Hold on, Nene. Nene, this is some know-it-all. I don't get this now. I'm a little confused about all of this. I'm like, y'all was 90% of the relationship is sex, but they can't sweat and no cum. I'm looking like, what the hell y'all be doing this?
Like I said, the cum is cool. Just don't sweat on me. That sweat is.
No.
I got sensitive skin.
You can have sex without cum touching you. Like, I have sex all the time. And
that's impossible.
I gave hair before. You don't come in my mouth. Let me know before you about to go that route.
Miss Unique is done playing around.
I don't know how you can be in a
full-time
relationship and never get
some power.
I can't understand.
For real, that shit is impossible.
No, it's not to
me. I can barely pull out.
Listen, if you put it inside me, I'm straight. Don't pull it out and put it on top of my stomach. Don't let me sit. Like, I don't care if you, like, you know, people come inside you all the time. That's fine. Like, cool, you can do that. But don't let me see it.
Yo, that shit was so fly and nonchalant the way you said it.
You need to be looking at it because everybody is not healthy. And everybody is not
putting
in stuff like that to tell you if something is wrong somewhere. So you talking about you ain't want to see, you better look at it. You mess around that stuff.
Green,
you don't even know.
For real. That's how she knew that nigga ain't changed. That nigga pulled out and nutted on her leg. She was like, oh, nah, nigga, you still got the same, you the same motherfucker. Bitch, you go spitting on me again. I'm out of here.
I'm done. I done heard it all.
I believe that.
I know a lot of girls that don't like cum. My friends don't like cum. They be like, one time, they be like, Gianna, on my back. They be like, he better not come on you. And I'll be like, he don't come on me. One time, this dude came on me and I ran in the bathroom and started screaming. He thought I was freaking out and jumped in the shower. He was like, what do you do? And I was like, dude, you, that was gross. Get out of my house. And I put him out over that. Like,
oh,
don't,
shit.
Don't do that. That is so disgusting. That's just, and my friends, they don't like it either. Like, I don't, I'm not the only girl that don't like cum.
You gotta think about that, though. When you get hit, that's all come all over his face all the time. So how is it fair that you can come all over
his
face and he can't come all over your face?
That's
not fair.
That's why I ain't never eat. That's why I ain't never going
out. I told you. I told you she a selfish lover, y'all. I already told y'all that. Like, that shit is real.
Oh,
I already know what's going on.
That's just
I don't want it all over my face either. I don't blame you for that one, but
it's going to be hard.
I was just shooting that.
You might not want it all over your daggone face and everywhere. Like, some people might not like that, but somebody might. But I don't want it all over the place and then my hair do and all that. That's just rough.
That is just disgusting.
Not at all, never, anywhere, I don't.
Why can't he just
come
put it in a towel? Why can't you just put it in a towel? Or why can't you just, wipe right away? Or why can't you just use a condom? Like, if you feel that, I would use a condom. Use a condom, put it in there. Like, you know, then if we really at that stage where we're not using a condom, you better have a towel. Like, something. There's ways around that. That is just gross. It's slimy, it's gross, it looks disgusting. I'm sure. It looks like not.
The cum means whether you got a bronze, silver, or the gold.
I'm kind of a germaphobic, too, so that's probably part of it.
Oh, man.
I don't even like people breathing on me too much.
I told you. Yo, she on some straight, like, what the hell are the rest of these people doing in this world? This is my shit.
No, that's not how I live, though. I'm just saying, I don't really like germs, and I don't like, I don't kiss people either. Like, I don't like to kiss. Don't put your tongue in my mouth. I mean, we have to be in love. I'm going to kiss, one person, but I don't really like it. I just did it because he likes to do it.
You don't want to kiss. You don't want no cum. Like, what exactly is it that you're doing? Like, I can't understand.
She loves sex, though.
Are y'all having? Nobody's coming, nobody's sweating, nobody's kissing. I have no idea what the heck is going on. I think somebody to play this lady to me. I can't take it.
We have sex all over the house. Why do you have to have sex? You don't have to have oral sex with everybody. Like, I don't have oral sex with everybody. I feel like that's a luxury. That's just me personally. If you're my boyfriend, you can get that on a luxury.
But let me wake you up on that, because I heard you say that before. Let me explain something to you about that real quick before you get too far going. It's only a luxury. It's only a luxury if you got a marvelous, head game. If your shit, if it's just normal, how do you know? Three people?
It's torture.
You haven't even had enough practice, y'all. In order to be a professional, if there's a 10 dig minimum. No, I'm playing.
Oh,
okay.
No,
I'm joking. Belay, listen. We gotta ask Roxy.
Yeah, we gotta ask Roxy.
Here's a question for Roxy Reynolds, because I first of all, head has to be something that you enjoy doing. You feel me?
Yeah,
or it's not going to be right. And the fact that you don't like it like that, for you to all of a sudden be like, you know what, I kind of like this guy, so now I'm about to be a professional at it, it's not doing it for me. I'm
no,
not buying
listen,
that.
Listen, listen.
Either
this
you're a professional all the time, and you're lying to us now about
no,
head.
Listen, I've had boyfriends for years. Like, you know, this is what y'all, just because I said I only did it to three people don't mean I've only did it three times. Like,
I understand that.
Years.
No, I understand that, but what I'm saying is you're only doing it to the same person. So their reaction can't
so
determine. That's what I said. Their reaction can't really overall determine. Like, that's what you got to have. Like for instance, Corinna Stevens, Superhead. She knew her shit was bomb because the consistency of motherfuckers saying it.
Well, okay.
Like,
I
you can't really, like, in my opinion, this is just me being a male. I don't think a female can crown herself as a good head giver. I think that has to come from a male.
But let me tell you something. I'm not trying to be a good head giver. That's not even what I'm trying to do. I don't even like giving head. And, you know, my dude, and the dudes that I get, they usually tell me how they like it. And I do it so they like it. And that's all that matters. Because I'm not trying to be out here being super head, giving out head, everybody.
I know that.
No, I know that.
But I'm saying you said you are, you
but
got,
three
you said when you do it,
I
you
done.
Got it the bomb.
Yeah, they said I'm pretty good.
You got to know you the best, so you know you need to do it.
No, Aaron.
What they like.
No, Aaron, first of all, they're not going to, no, Miss Unique, they're not going to tell you, first of all, they're your man, they're not going to tell you nothing negative because they don't want you to get mad.
No.
But number two, I'm going to tell you something. You're right. If you don't like it, you don't have to. You know why? Because
that's right.
You can do nothing that don't turn you on. You know what I'm saying? Because it makes it miserable. Just imagine somebody doing something to you just because you said you wanted it, and they're not good at it. So don't
right.
do anything
yep.
that doesn't turn you on. So even for a woman or for a man, you know what I mean? If you're not good, I don't make a requirement for a man to perform any oil on me because if you're not good at it, I don't want you down there. I want you to love what you do. And if you don't
uh-huh.
love what you do, then you don't need to be doing it. I mean, because it's not going to turn me on. What turns me on is the fact that you're turned on by that. You know what I mean?
Right.
But that's it. So what you're doing right now to me, that's just my opinion, is you're protecting you. You're in a stage right now where it's all about you, and that's why you don't kiss, because I remember the stage I didn't kiss, too. You know what I mean? In college. You know what I mean? But at the same time, you're protecting you, and you're going out for just you. And it's okay, because right now your world revolves around you. And when somebody means something to you, then you will involve them. You know what I mean? And you might explore. But right now, if they're not working, then, look, right now it's you and your own world. And it's nothing wrong with that.
That's how I got my number up to three, because them three people met. But you know what? It is all about me. Because
and that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
Right now
yeah,
is practice time.
Okay.
you got to be ready when you do meet that one that's going to make you want to kiss and do all that other shit. You got to have your practice intact. So
no,
right
I
now you got to
practice.
You got about seven more. You got about seven more.
I don't agree with that.
Hey, I'm trying to get seven other guys this amazing top. Right.
And that is not true. I don't agree with that ten minimum either. Because people be mad and they be the first person they ever been with and they learn how to perfect it on that one person. I don't think you have to have
yep.
a whole bunch of people to be a professional at anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you talking about practice. You
I agree.
One person.
I've had my husband to tell me in the beginning, like, well, he didn't tell me in the beginning, like Miss Kid said, they're not going to tell you that because they don't want to hurt your feelings. But now my husband tells me, like, yo, you couldn't suck dick. But, you know, now he's like, but you don't have that problem. Now, you know what? I had that one person to perfect it on, and now it's like I can do it. You know, but I didn't have to do 10 dicks to learn how to do it. I just perfected
well,
that one person.
I was just joking. I really.
Look at Aaron said he don't want everybody to run out and look for 10 D's to go on. They're like, oh, shoot, I need a 10 D minimum? Wait a minute.
I'm not taking notes.
No, don't listen.
Got people on the radio talking about some day. My head game is terrible. Day, I need five more.
It was so stupid.
Hey.
No, but it's all I'm done. It's all good. I'm enjoying myself. And we have a good season, a good close to the season. This is Authorized Season 2. You are in here live in the clubhouse. We have Miss Kia, the know-it-all. We have Mrs. Ambitious, Miss Unique, Miss Big Mouth in the building. And it is going down. We got Aaron B. Borland here. We're closing the second season to Authorized. We will be back at the end of October, beginning of November. We will keep you posted. This has been a wonderful season. We really thank the ladies for opening up their heart and their situations and, you know, giving it to us real. Aaron?
I just really, you know, I'm glad most of all that everyone got some growth through this. Like, I know I've been growing and learning through the dialogue we've been having and the different things that we've been discussing. And it's just been a real good thing, because relationships and things like that aren't really structured no more. Like, everything is happening so quick. Like, no, the people aren't courting people no more. Like, you know, and the fact that just to be able to talk to some people who do still have those core values of a relationship and, you know, they value that and they talk about wanting to grow and you know, go through life with a partner or someone. It's just it keeps it alive for someone who may be losing hope and love.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's hard, you know what I'm saying? It's hard. And, you know, we're dealing with real people on this show, real lives, real wives, you know, real husbands involved, you know, real feelings, real emotions. So we just have to make sure we let, you know, the listener orders know, as well as our ladies on the show. We definitely support marriage. We want you to be able to work through things. Hopefully, you know, if people are having problems in their situation, they've heard things throughout this season that will help them to learn and grow. We talk about secrets. We talk about vows. We talk about living in, you know, separate vows. You're in a relationship. You're in a relationship. Y'all on two different courts. We talk about a lot of things this season. But the main thing, like Aaron said, everybody has grown. Miss Kia, oh, my goodness, I'm just so shocked from season one to season two. She's like, look now, I'm not playing. I have definitely grown and learned and, you know, ready to go. And that's a good thing. We got Miss Big Mouth. Don't let that stand between you and your husband. Y'all sit down and talk. Miss Unique over there perfecting her head game. It sounds like she just said, I don't want to. He's not going anywhere. That's all I have to say. He's not going anywhere. She's practicing and perfecting the tools inside her marriage to make sure her husband is happy. So that's what's up. We got Miss Unique. That's our wild child. She's going to wow us all. I love her to death. She's just like, look, this is me. This is who I am, damn it. Take me, but leave me alone.
Yes. Take me as I am. Like, that's my favorite song. That's my theme song right there.
There you go.
So, you know, I just want to say something. Like, you know, I know I seem like I'm just like a single wild child, bossing people around, man eater type. But I'm really not like that. You know, it's just that I have my moments, and I'm really a cool person. And I really do take relationships serious. But most of the time, I like to play people too, because I like to see what I can get.
We need to change her name to Miss All About Me. I like that one.
Yeah, I told you. I already told you, she the diva of the show. She done playing around. She put on heels and poured a glass of wine just to call in this bitch.
Cool. Good dress to call in, though.
Yeah, she be walking around with nothing. Nothing on but heels. She like, I ain't got to get dressed for the show, but damn, let me put on these Gucci's real quick. Sitting up there, glass of wine, her little cheese squares. Like, watching this Aaron start. I'm going to give him the business tonight.
But when I do get in a relationship, people, I'm going to take everything y'all said, and I'm going to try to be unselfish. My goal for my growth into next year is to be unselfish. I'm going to be working on that. I swear to God, y'all. I promise.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what.
No.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you some good advice on the road to doing that. Don't try to start with men because it's not going to work because you really are who you are. You are the man eater that you just said. Know what you start? You go on a thing with shoes. Slow down your shoes. Stop buying so many shoes and different shit like that. Start giving away some shoes that you got. Start being a giver. And start cutting back on the material things that mean so much to you, and then you'll be able to give so much more of yourself to the next person that's right for you. Because there'll be nothing that can materialize between y'all that'll destroy whatever y'all make. Because you'll be giving of yourself, and you'll know how to receive as well.
All right.
That's good.
Yes, I'll take that into consideration.
Thank you. Miss Kia. Do you have any closing remarks you would like to leave our viewers with before the season closes?
Well, I have enjoyed this season, the new Housewives. Yo, I'm enjoying it. You know what I mean? I love it. I just love learning from everybody. That's
mm-hmm.
it.
That's awesome. And you gave us something very powerful this season. I'm grateful. Miss Ambitious, what would you like to leave our viewers with before we leave the season?
The season, it was definitely positive because, you know, like I said, I'm one of those people, like I say to myself, mind my business, and I don't share much because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've learned how to, like, rope so much of my feelings off, you know, because I've always felt like the less people know about you, the less they can use against you. So
mm-hmm.
it's been therapeutic to have somebody to talk to, you know, like outside of my husband because my husband is my best friend. You know, and
right.
other than that, I've said it a million times. I said, again, I don't trust bitches. I don't do bitches because there's
mm-hmm.
just too much drama. So, you know, I don't talk much. So
mm-hmm.
I'll definitely say that the show was therapeutic. It allowed me to have something to look forward to, you know what I'm saying? I definitely hope that a lot of things that we discuss and we talk about, like, you know, we joke and we laugh, and, you know, to keep light of the situation. But I really hope that it helps somebody out there see that they're not going through these things by themselves, you know, just because we embarking
mm-hmm.
on, like, a literary journey. It doesn't mean
right.
that we're not human. It doesn't mean that we haven't gone through the same thing. So
right.
I definitely feel like it's a positive outlet to help somebody else.
Definitely. I agree. That's right. I agree with that. And that's what I enjoy about the show, being able to connect with others so that they can help themselves grow and learn in situations.
Yeah.
This is, who we have? Miss Big Mouth. Let our viewers get some of that.
Well, just keep me out for it. That's all I have. This season has been, like you said, a great outlet to go ahead and express how you feel because I'm definitely a wall builder. Don't really talk that much. It's the most I talk all week, believe it or not. And it's helped me to be open to listen and not just think I know it all and got it all figured out. It's been a journey accepting that, but very helpful. I thank all of y'all for that.
Oh. And we got Miss Unique. Definitely. Tell our viewers something on your way out of the clubhouse this season.
What was that? I'm sorry.
Miss Unique, I said leave our viewers with something good on their feet.
That was some vain shit. She might have been jumping out the hot tub on niggas.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, I just want to say that I really enjoyed the show, and I thought it was a real therapeutic too, because I don't really have a lot of friends, and I don't get to talk to girls all the time. I don't like girls. I'm like Miss Big Mouth. I hang around all boys, so it's nice to be out here and to talk around females and to just tell y'all, like, about me and to get honest opinions, because I listen to the show back, and I'll be like, dang, I really like that? I guess I really am that.
I'm not the only one who listened to the show at this over. My husband looked at me and rolled
eyes. Yeah,
I'd be
like, man, am I really
listening?
That really
me? Listen to it.
So, yes, I get to hear some things about me. Okay. And it's nice to see it. I'm going to change. I'm really going to change a little bit. I can't even gonna say a lot. I'm going to work on my selfishness, like I said.
That's a good thing. Long as you can see it and look at it. Aaron, what you got for us to close out this season?
It was a great season. I enjoyed all the wives and the content and all that we've done this season. Like, I really think it was just a marvelous season. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, hopefully next season we'll have some of the wives return with us. We definitely got to try to bring Miss Unique back because we got to find out what the hell is about to happen with this story. By the time we get Miss Unique back, her old boy might be at the chapel.
No, it's not.
Next season.
We're not going to be at the chapel. I'm going to be back just to show y'all that we're not going to be at the chapel. I'm not going to be talking to him. He already on the blacklist, my favorite button on my phone. The lock. So I'm good on that.
Oh, you got what you wanted the other day, huh?
I might have a new boyfriend by October.
Well, oh, sure.
Okay.
No, but
already
done
got
him
picked
out.
I'm not even seeking,
guys. That was just something I said. But I'm set. I'm gonna be by myself, doing me. I'll be back to let you guys know. Working on myself. Okay. I can't get nobody else unless I work on myself.
Well, that's what's up. And I'm glad that we all were able to learn and grow. I thank the ladies very, very much for, you know, coming on the show, accepting our invitation to come out here and speak to our listeners. You guys have helped this show grow immensely, and we thank you for that. Right, and Royalty is moving along. This show is helping a lot of ladies. They hit us up, a lot of viewers. They love it. And we thank you so much, you know, for believing in Right and Royalty and Aaron and I and, you know, coming on here. And we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We can't wait to come back next season. Miss Kia, I hope our alumni will definitely join us again. This is your second season. You're the only one still hanging from season one. And we would definitely love to have you back on season three. If you
know, I'm a rider.
Yes, what'd you say?
I'm a rider.
All right, well, I'm a rider with you then. You know what I'm saying? You know when we met, I told you. It's on. We together now, so. It's about to go down. But other than that, we thank you, ladies. We thank you for all our listeners. We thank you for all our people in the chat room and doing the different activities throughout the season with Leisha and Miss Tony promoting the shows. We thank you so much for making sure those archives get out there. We thank you for our sponsors and all our supporters. So we have come to the end of season two of The Wild. Aaron, go ahead on and drop that beat. Good night, ladies.
Hold on, we have a caller.
Oh, a caller? Let him in. Going out to season with a caller.
They're in.
Is that
good
me?
Evening. Yes.
Hey, ladies.
It's really you.
Y'all know I couldn't let y'all sneak out the clubhouse without saying thank you so much, as Nene said, and I enjoyed you guys this season. I can't wait for next one. All the best to you. That's for me and Leisha.
Yes.
Thank you, Ms.
And thank
Tony.
You for all
thank
your
you.
Support throughout the season.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
We love you, Ms. Tony. And Tony makes sure those shows get out there. She don't play. She posts those archives. As soon as the show is over, she's making sure people get over there. And as a matter of fact, one of our wives end up joining because she saw some of the advertisements in different clubs. And we thank Tony for her vigorous activity and making sure our archives get out there and that the people know what we're doing. So thank you, Ms. Tony.
You're welcome.
Thank
I can't take all the credit because this is a whole team effort. So you're all welcome. Thank you. Have a great evening.
You too.
Thank you. You too.
Well, thank you for that contribution, Ms.
Tony. That is really it. Well, ladies, that's it. Until next season.
Yes.
All right. Be safe.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Drop dead.